السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم and thank you for joining us today for Rahma's English course. Alhamdulillah, it is so good to see you all here. Inshallah, I hope that all of you are doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. So today, inshallah, we are going to continue where we left off from Surah An-Nisa, inshallah, starting from ayah 171 and ayah number 172. And we're just going to start first with the recitation of these verses. If you all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite, starting from ayah number 171.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أهل الكتاب لا تغلوا في دينكم ولا تقولوا على الله إلا الحق إنما المسيح عيسى بن مريم رسول الله وكلمته ألقاها إلى مريم وروح منه فآمنوا بالله ورسله ولا تقولوا ثلاثة إنتهوا خيرا لكم إنما الله إله واحد سبحانه أن يكون له ولد له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وكفى بالله وكيلا لن يستنكف المسيح أن يكون عبدا لله ولا الملائكة المقربون ومن يستنكف عن عبادته ويستكبر فسيحشرهم إليه جميعا.
So inshallah, that is our lesson, ayah number 171 and ayah number 172. Inshallah, for our theory part of the class, we are going to continue where we left off in the topic of tafkhim and tarqiq. Tafkhim meaning heavy and tarqiq meaning light. In the last class, we reviewed the levels of tafkhim and we did the maratib at-tafkhim. So we learned that the heavy letters, khussa, dagh, din, qil, are arranged from the weakest to the strongest of the heaviest letters, and then also dependent on the harakat that is on top of the heavy letter, the tafkhim level will change based on this as well. Then in the last class, we briefly introduced that there are letters that sometimes have tafkhim. They are sometimes heavy. Most cases, they are light. They are considered light letters. But in some cases, they are heavy or they can be heavy. And there are three letters that are sometimes heavy, sometimes light. It is either the letter alif or the letter lam or the letter ra. So these are the three, alif, lam, and ra. So inshallah, today we are going to study when an alif becomes heavy. So we're going to do the rule of heavy alif. Now, alif is always going to be a light letter. So on default, alif will be light. So if you see that there is an alif, automatically it is going to be light. In certain cases, it will be considered heavy. Now, it's very important to note here that when you say heavy alif, we are not referring to the letter hamza. Hamza and alif are two different letters. When we refer to hamza, we are talking about the actual letter hamza, a, e, u. When we talk about the heavy alif, we are referring to the alif for a med. So anytime we have a fatha med or an alif med, the alif that is preceding that med is going to be what is referred to here when we say heavy alif. So you are not going to find that there is a heavy hamza. Okay, so you are never going to see a heavy hamza. You are always going to see a heavy alif, and it is going to be in the form of a med. So how do you know if a letter or the letter alif is going to be heavy or not when it is in a med? You are going to know by looking at the letter that comes before. And it is a very simple formula here. If the letter before is heavy, the alif med also becomes heavy. Similarly, if the letter before is light, the alif med also is light. So this is a very simple formula. Alhamdulillah, I believe a lot of people already know this inherently when they start reading the Quran. You will rarely ever hear that someone makes a mistake on this. So alhamdulillah, the heavy alif is pretty simple. I think most people already kind of know this inherently. Now alhamdulillah, you all know the rule for why it is becoming heavy. But in most cases, a lot of people already know and they naturally read it as heavy. So again, one more time, how do you know that the heavy alif is going to be heavy? The letter before has to be heavy as well. And then the alif med is going to be read as heavy. Let's look at a few examples. Number one, we have the example Kha Lidina. Now Kha is a heavy letter. It is part of Khussa Daghlan Gil. And here we have an alif med, Kha. This is a two-count med. And I see that there is the Kharizabar or the alif Hanjariya. Right here on the Kha, I see that there is that small alif indicating that I'm going to pull this for two counts. Now, when I am reading my heavy letter, I am going to make the two count med heavy as well. Kha lidina. Now, you hear that alif also becomes heavy. Kha lidina. Now, it's very difficult for you to say Kha as heavy and then you don't read that med as heavy. So, naturally, the med also becomes heavy, the alif also becomes heavy. Just because the letter that med is before is a heavy letter. So here you can hear Kha lidina, Kha is heavy. And then the other example we have walqaimina. Now this is a four count med. Regardless, we see that the letter before is heavy, so the med will also be heavy, and we're going to make sure that we remain heavy throughout that full four counts. Walqaimina. So make sure that you pull this for four counts and that all four counts of this med are going to be heavy. Walqaimina. So now you hear the qaf is heavy and by default the alif will also become heavy as well. Then another example like we have in Surah Fatiha. Waladdallin. So here we have a six count med. So we see that there is that letter lad. There is that alif med, and then the letter after the alif med has a shadda. We learned when we were doing the mudud that this is a six count med lazim. And then also when we just covered the topic or the rules of nabr, we learned that there is nabr on the lam as well. So here we are going to pull this for six counts. All six count of this med have to be heavy. And then as we are going to the letter lam, because lam has a shadda, we are going to be very careful that we make the lam light. We are not making the lam heavy just because the med is heavy. Now when we read it, you will hear what I mean. Waladdallin. Now you can hear that as soon as I stopped that med and I started the letter lam, right away I brought it down and I made it lower or lighter. Now this is very important that we have a letter that is the med letter followed by a letter that has a shadda on it. We are going to be very careful not to make that letter heavy if it is a light letter. So here, for example, if we had the letter lam, lam is not heavy in this case. So we're going to make sure that right when we are done with that alif med, we switch down to a lighter or a lower tone for the letter lam. But you will hear that for law, all six counts of this med were heavy. Waladdallin. And then you can hear, I did do a little bit of nabr. We covered nabr in the previous classes. So we do raise the voice a little bit on the lam, but the lam is still light. And then another example, minallahi. So inshallah, we are going to cover this in the next class. But here in the name of Allah, the name of Allah and the letter lam in that name are going to be heavy. Okay, so Allah is going to be heavy. Now, let's say in this case, the letter lam is a heavy letter. Now, the alif that is following this letter lam is also going to be heavy. Now, note that only because in this case, the letter lam is heavy, the med also becomes heavy. So any heavy letter that comes before is going to be heavy, whether it is temporary or not. So right now, we're not looking at if it's a temporary or a conditional med, we are just looking for a letter that is heavy. Lam in this case is heavy, even though it's not considered a heavy letter. In this case, lam is heavy. So the alif after is also going to become heavy. Minallahi. This is a two count med, and you can hear that lam is heavy, so the alif med is heavy as well. Similarly, we have another example that has the letter Ra. Now, Ra is also a letter that is not heavy. In this case, however, it is going to be heavy. It is considered a heavy letter. So the med is also going to be heavy by default. And the example given is Yura'una. Ra in this case is heavy, so the med will also become heavy. Yura'una. Now, in any case where Ra or Lam is light, the med will remain light. So again, you are not looking at if the letter is heavy or light normally. You are looking at, in this case, do I read it as heavy or light? Dependent on that, you will make the alif med heavy or light. Now we look at some examples that have tafkhim. So we have a light alif. Again, very simple. If the letter before is light, then the med will also be light. Like in the example, iyaka. Ya is a light letter, so the alif med is also going to be light. Iyaka. Now, I'm not making this heavy. I am not saying iyaka. Now, this is a very common mistake that a lot of people have, this accent where they tend to make the alif heavy when it is not supposed to be heavy, especially in this med situation. So again, we are not saying iyaka. No, try not to open your jaw too much. This is what's giving it that heavy sound, iyaka. So we're not saying it like this. We are making it light. Try to close the jaw just a little bit. Drop the jaw. And this is going to give you a lighter sound. Iyaka. Now you can hear that difference. Iyaka and iyaka. You can hear that the first one was very light and the second one did tend to become a little bit heavy. So this is something to be cautious of. Just make sure that when you are reading the mudud, they do stay light if they are light letters before. Another example, mina sama'i. Again, here we have meme, which is a light letter followed by the letter alif. This is a four count med, so I am going to pull this for four counts. And throughout those four counts, it is going to remain light. Mina sama'i. Now make sure, again, you are not making it heavy and saying mina sama'i. Sama' is becoming heavy. We are not making it heavy. We will keep this light as sama'i. Throughout the whole four counts, make sure that it is consistently light. Another example, an-nasi. Noon is going to be a light letter followed by the letter alif. So we are going to make this alif light. An-nasi. And again, don't make it heavy and say an-nasi. This is heavy. Now we're going to keep this light. An-nasi. So here you hear that noon is light and the alif is light as well. So this is the rule of the heavy and the light alif. Very, very simple. Whatever letter is before, the alif is going to follow that rule. So this is very simple to memorize. Again, for the heavy alif, most people naturally will already say that alif heavy. And I do believe it is very difficult for you to say the letter as heavy and then change the med to light. So I think this is not something that a lot of people have trouble with. So heavy alif is pretty easy, but a lot of people do have trouble with the light alif. So if we have a light letter and that med is light, we are going to keep that med light. We don't want to make that med heavy. And this is something, again, that is very common. A lot of people have this accent, especially people from Asia. When they recite the Quran, they naturally kind of have this accent where that meds becomes very heavy. So we are going to focus more on that light alif and making sure that if we have an alif med that is light, we are going to keep it light all throughout our recitation. Now, inshallah, let's go ahead and look at our lesson for this week, starting from ayah 171. And right away, we start with the med letter. We have ya ahlal. This is going to be a four count med. Ya is going to be a light letter, so that med is also going to be light. Ya ahlal. And then you are going to hear that as we move from the med, which is coming from the jowf, we quickly make a switch to the letter hamza, which comes from the lower throat. So make sure that you are making that switch. Ya ahla. So make sure that hamza does come from the lower throat. Ahla al-kitabi la taghlu. Ghain is going to be heavy. Fi dinikum wala. La is going to be a two count med. And again, this is going to be a light alif. Make sure this does not become heavy. Do not say wala. wala. We are going to say this as wala. Now this is a light letter. Taqulu qaf is heavy. Alallahi, name of Allah here is heavy, and there is a two count med inside of the name of Allah, so that will also become heavy as well. Alallahi illa alhaq, qaf is going to be heavy. Qaf has qalqala. Innama al-Masihu, ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. Isa, Isa, ayn is going to also be from the middle of the throat. Isa binu, ba is going to have qalqala. Maryam, ra is going to be heavy. Rasulullah, ra is going to be heavy. And the name of Allah here is heavy. Wa kalimatuhu, this is a four count med. Al-qaha, qaf is a heavy letter, so this two count med will become heavy as well. Ha is a light letter, so this four count med is going to remain light. Al-qa-ha. So qaf is heavy, ha is light. Ila, this is a two count med and it is also going to be light. Maryam, ra is heavy. Waruhun, ra in this case is heavy. Min, here because I am stopping, I am going to make sure that I give a lot of hems on this letter ha. I am going to make sure that it comes closer to the chest. Min. So make sure that you do give it a little bit of air, otherwise it is very easy to skip this letter ha and not read it with the proper amount of hems. Fa'aminu, this is going to be a two count med. Make sure this remains light. Billahi, name of Allah here is light. Wa rusulihi, ra in this case is heavy. Ha at the end is going to have sukoon if I stop, and I am going to make sure to give it a considerable amount of hems so that it does not completely drop out when I read. Wa rusulihi, make sure that it is coming a little bit closer to the chest. Wala, this is a two count light med. Taqulu, qaf is heavy. Thalatha, again here we have hems on the letter ha. Make sure that you are reading that close to the chest. Intahu, here we have hamzatul wasl. In this case, we are going to read this with a kasra. So if you would like, and if your Quran, if you have the Uthmani text, you can put a little kasra underneath the alif. If you do have the Indopak Quran, then usually it has the alif underneath. But if you have Uthmani, you can go ahead and write that down. So we are going to read this as intahu. Khayrul lakum, kha is going to be heavy, ra is heavy. Innamallahu, name of Allah here is heavy. Ilahun wahid, ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. That is a letter of qalqala. Subhanahu, ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. Hu is going to be a four count med. An yakuna lahu walad, dal again is going to have qalqala. Lahu ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard, ra is heavy, dad is heavy. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ, name of Allah here is light. وَكِيلَ, this is going to be a two count light med. لَنْ يَسْتَنْكِفَ الْمَسِيحُ, ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. أَنْ يَكُونَ عَبَدًا, ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. لِلَّهِ, name of Allah here is light. وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ, this is going to be a four count light med. الْمُقَرَّبُونَ, قَاف is heavy, رَا is heavy. وَمَنْ يَسْتَنْكِفْ عَنْ عِبَادَتِهِ, rest on this fa for a little bit, and then rest on this noon as well. It has the wasut. Ibadatihi, ra is going to be from the middle of the throat. Wayastakbir, ra here is going to be light. Fasayahshuruhum, ra in this case is heavy. Ilayhi jami'a, here we have a two count med, and then ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. So inshallah, that is our lesson for today. Ayah number 171 and ayah number 172. Inshallah, in the next class, we will continue from the next ayah and go on to, alhamdulillah, complete Surah An-Nisa. And then just a quick review for what we covered today for our theory. We were doing the levels of tafkhim and tarqiq, and then today we continued with the letters that are sometimes heavy and sometimes light. And then today the letter that we covered is the letter alif. So whenever we have a heavy alif, it is going to be because the letter before is also heavy. And again, very important to remember, this is only when it comes to an alif med. A hamza is always going to be light. There is no case where the hamza will become heavy. So when we say the rule of heavy or light alif, we are referring to only the alif med. So whenever we have a med letter basically, and the letter before has to be heavy, then that alif med is going to be heavy as well, such as the term khalidina, wal qa'imina, wal dallin, yura'una. So we learn that even in the case of a temporary heavy letter, then that alif med is also going to be heavy. And then if the letter before is light, that med is also going to be light, and that heavy alif is going to turn into a light alif because the letter before is light. And it's very important that we read this med as light. We don't make it heavy. We don't say iyaqa mina sama'i. Now here that med is becoming very heavy. Try to keep it very light. Iyaqa mina sama'i. Now you can hear that different. It is very obvious. So we will try, inshallah, to work on our light alif, especially if the letter before is light, then we want to make sure that that alif stays light as well. So inshallah, we will end here. In the next class, we will continue with the letters that are sometimes heavy and sometimes light. We will cover the letter lam. But for now, inshallah, we will end here. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran. Inshallah, I will see you all next week. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.